I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 14th. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy is preparing for a phased reopening plan. Beginning August 4th, the Adams birthplaces on Franklin Street in South Quincy will be open for a cultural landscape tour and walkthrough with a park ranger. Hours will be noon to 4, Wednesdays through Sundays. Tours must be reserved online in advance. The old house on Adams Street remains closed, as does the visitor center and Quincy Center, and there will be no trolley transportation. The grounds of the old house and the birthplaces are open from dawn to dusk for free self-guided walks. The friends of a Housneck girl fighting a life-threatening illness held a benefit for her and her family recently. 18-year-old Priscilla Bonica is battling a rare blood condition that signals the immune system to go into attack mode. With Priscilla, the attack is mostly against her brain. She's currently undergoing intense treatment, and her prognosis is grim unless a life-saving bone marrow transplant can be successfully performed. Her friends put together a kickball and cornhole tournament. There were close to 70 cornhole teams and 17 kickball teams. The night at LeBrec Field featured refreshments, raffles, and games for young children as well. And appreciation is going out to the Quincy Recreation Department, Quincy Men's Softball League, North Quincy High School Alumni Football, John McDeal, and Janet Morrell for keeping the tournament running smoothly. The body of a pedestrian was found on an exit ramp of the Mass Pike by police Monday afternoon. Police received a call at about 12:45 p.m. regarding a pedestrian down on the exit 135 ramp on the Mass Pike eastbound. When troopers arrived, they found the body of a deceased man, now been identified as 50-year-old Gregory Duty of Boston. The ramp was closed for about 2 hours while the incident is under investigation. Police believe that the victim was struck by many vehicles. One driver has been identified and is cooperating. An abused dog that was found abandoned in Randolph is recovering from major surgery. Randolph police say the dog was found at about 1 a.m. Monday near the intersection of High Street and Scanlon Drive. The dog was turned over to the Norfolk, Massachusetts Animal Control and Shelter, where animal control officers quickly determined that the dog was in excruciating pain. It was a tough call, but the dog, who has been given the name Skippy, underwent surgery to remove his left rear leg and is now resting as comfortably as he can. Skippy could return to the Norfolk, Massachusetts Animal Control and Shelter as soon as today from the vets, and he will recover at the shelter for a few weeks before being put up for adoption. Randolph police are looking to identify the dog's owner and the person or people who abuse the animal. A new report is flagging possibly unhealthy water at Massachusetts beaches. The Safe for Swimming report from the Environmental Massachusetts Research and Policy Center looked for fecal indicator bacteria at beaches in 29 states and found potentially unsafe contamination levels. In Massachusetts, researchers tested 556 beaches for fecal indicator bacteria last year. Among those, 264 were found to have potentially unsafe water on at least one day. 29 beaches were potentially unsafe on at least 25% of the days they were tested. Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott found to be potentially unsafe on 64 days, more days than any other beach in the state. Kings Beach also got the lowest score on a different water quality report of beaches in the state. Other beaches called out for having the most potentially unsafe days in the state were Tenian Beach in Boston, Wollaston Beach in Quincy, Keys Beach in Barnstable, Malibu Beach in Dorchester, and Sandy Beach in Essex County. Norfolk County beaches were found to have the highest percentage of potentially unsafe days for swimming at 12%. The report estimates that the U.S. sees 57 million cases of people getting sick from swimming in contaminated bodies of water every year. A reported shark sighting prompted the temporary ban of swimming at Duxbury Beach yesterday morning. Shark flags were flying at the beach following the reported sighting just before 7 a.m., according to Duxbury Beach Operations. The harbormaster responded to the area after two women reported seeing a shark chasing after a seal near the shore. Officials say a growing seal population has led to an uptick in shark sightings in recent years. The water was reopened for swimming a few hours later. Beachgoers are being told to be safe and aware of their surroundings and not to swim near seals. The Supreme Court will hear Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev's death sentence case this fall. The High Court shared its October schedule yesterday, and Tsarnaev's hearing is set for October 13th. A federal appeals court threw out Tsarnaev's death sentence last year, citing potential jury bias. The Trump administration challenged that, and the Supreme Court agreed to take up the case. President Biden has called for an end to capital punishment, but in this case, his administration is arguing in favor of it. A decision from the court is not expected until 2022. Earlier this year, Tsarnaev filed a lawsuit over his treatment at the Supermax prison in Colorado, where he's been held since 2015. Tsarnaev was convicted on 30 charges, including conspiracy and the use of a weapon of mass destruction. Governor Baker announcing that his administration wants to use $2.9 billion from the American Rescue Plan to help rebuild multiple aspects of the local economy and workforce as Massachusetts recovers from the pandemic. The Future of Work report outlined eight key findings, including changes to commercial real estate, hybrid work models, public transit, workforce training, and child care. Baker said overall, the report concludes that the changing ways of working may shift what we think of as the center of gravity in Massachusetts away from the urban core and toward the rest of the state. $1 billion would go toward housing and $240 million for workforce training. Baker said thousands of workers will have to be retrained after losing their jobs during the pandemic. Among the report's findings are that public transit ridership is likely to fall, with the steepest decline likely in commuter rail. Housing will be key to retaining and attracting workers, and the report estimates Massachusetts needs to add between 125 and 200,000 new housing units by the year 2030. The rising cost of child care also forcing many young families to rely on relatives as they head back to the office. Governor Baker hoping to ease that burden and make early education more accessible. The governor released the findings of the Future of Work report yesterday, calling for greater flexibility for child care as more people work under a hybrid model. The report says as of 2020, the average cost of child care for a Massachusetts family with two children ages four or below was about 39% of the average household income. The state is using $640 million in federal funding to help address the problem. Some Boston College students and their parents are angered by the Catholic school's refusal to grant religious exemptions to people who don't want to get a coronavirus vaccine because of a purported link to aborted fetal tissue. The Jesuit school is requiring all students, faculty, and staff to receive a COVID-19 vaccine prior to the start of the fall semester unless they're granted religious or medical exemptions. Pope Francis told Catholics they have a moral obligation to take the vaccine. M.C. Sullivan, the healthcare ethicist for the Archdiocese of Boston, said the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines do not contain any immorally illicit material. Sullivan said the testing of those vaccines did involve fetal tissue from abortions performed decades ago. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in March suggested getting the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it was developed, tested, and is produced with abortion-derived cell lines, raising additional moral concerns. State Department of Public Health reported 191 new confirmed COVID cases and zero additional deaths in the state yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now 665,088. Total number of confirmed deaths, 17,647. There were over 22,000 new tests reported. As of yesterday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 0.62%. There are 96 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. 35 patients are in ICU. The vax bus is headed to Provincetown tomorrow, where a spike of COVID cases has been reported, some of them in people who are fully vaccinated. Local health officials are looking into roughly 25 breakthrough cases that have occurred since the 4th of July holiday. So far, they cannot link one event to the spread. There are two vax bus mobile vaccine clinics in the state. One is coming to the McMillan Pier parking lot in Provincetown Thursday. Vaccines are administered on the bus. No appointments are necessary. The recent spike in cases has some businesses in P-Town worried. Some are now changing their rules to require people to wear masks or show proof of their vaccination status before entering their stores. Over a dozen donors to the Massachusetts Republican Party are calling for party leaders to make some big changes or else lose their financial contributions. In a letter to the party's 80-member Republican State Committee, the donors wrote, "We have lost our remaining confidence in current party leadership." The outspoken donors are the latest to level criticism against the party's top brass, particularly Chairman Jim Lyons, as internal divisions among the Mass GOP have become more apparent in recent months. Now, the 16 donors behind the letter say they won't provide any more donations if Lyons continues to lead the party. Instead, they pledged $1 million should the Mass GOP reorient party leadership and take appropriate action to restore the Massachusetts Republican Party's reputation. According to the Boston Globe, which obtained the letter, the donors includes Quincy car dealership guru Daniel Quirk. Together, the donors have raised over $900,000 for the GOP over the years, although many have donated to Democrats, too. Lyons first came under fire amid turmoil raised in May when State Committee member Deborah Martell made anti-gay statements regarding a Republican congressional candidate. USS Constitution has resumed normal summer operations for the first time since before the COVID pandemic. Starting yesterday, the ship will be open for tours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It marks the first full-time onboard tours will be offered since 2019. That summer, Old Ironsides welcomed a record-setting 600,000 guests. The ship will be open for tours Tuesday through Sunday. Check of business news. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 107. The NASDAQ dropped 55, and the S&P lost 15. Global shares also lower. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $74 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service. We have some fog and mist and some hazy conditions today with a high of 82 degrees. Isolated thunderstorms possible this evening. The muggy, a low of 63. Tomorrow, hazy, warm, and humid, high of 88 degrees. Hot and sticky on Friday with a high of 93. Some scattered storms Saturday, still pretty muggy, high 84. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southeasterly winds, high tide at 3:30 p.m. Sun rose at 5:20 and sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 14th.